quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about, as always. Last night, NXT. A lot of good wrestling on NXT. I couldn't hate the show yesterday. The booking sucks. But the wrestling itself was very good, particularly the women's main event, which was actually the best match on the show. So we'll talk about that here today. We got Dynamite coming up tonight. We got a full lineup for the show, more added, including some new signees, who, as is always the case in AEW, will be debuting to get beat, but that's the way things go. We've also got a ton of notes on the Netflix WBD, Netflix, and AEW. What's the latest? We'll tell you here today. TNA Impact ratings from the Thursday AMC debut. We actually have a correction from the end of the show yesterday. Ciampa is gone from WWE. Shingo is injured. Somebody may be coming to WWE. Got an update on Rusev and a Nixon Newell quote, which I will read without comment. Moose. And plenty more. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. And I believe we have a special guest as well. So we'll be talking about that when we come back from the break. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is the email. F4WOnline also on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. F4WOnline. If you haven't gotten a Cameo yet, man, I don't know what you're waiting for. That Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with the My Lowe's Rewards Credit Card, January 15th through the 30th. So you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're back here on the show. We're on top of our game like we always are. Right, Tom?
We sure are. I mean, there's no departure from the norm.
We have no guest today. But we will have a guest later this week. And I can alert you all, also next week and the week after.
What?
They're coming out of the woodwork.
You didn't even alert me of
that. To appear on this show.
Ha!
People jumping out of the woodwork. And I'm sure there will be more to come. There's an open invite to be a guest on this show, you know, everybody. It's not like we ever got anything to talk about.
The only people that ever really want to come on and talk to us, Brian, are people who have something to sell.
Oh, well, of course. That's
many
why
times,
people do any interview.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, we try to keep it, you know, at least on the academic side, not ruin people's days on the radio. So we have some esteemed guests, or at least on my end, we have.
They're all esteemed.
Coming up. Tomorrow will be the author of Way of the Blade 1 and 2.
Oh, wow.
Including the AEW edition. A man who has promoted the Dean shows in the past. And the now upcoming Death Valley Days show taking place next month. Tomorrow we will have Phil Schneider, who I am very excited to speak to.
You know, Yeti Pot Pie here says I'm available, but my price is high, which reminds me, there's someone else you're supposed to be trying to get on this show, Tom. Did you already forget?
No, I remember.
Okay. You just haven't done anything yet?
I'm tempering it.
Okay. Listen, AEW Dynamite is tonight. We have a full card. Kenny Omega versus Josh Alexander, which Josh Alexander is very excited to have this match. It's a dream match of his, and it should be great. MJF will appear. Swerve Strickland versus Kevin Knight, which should be great. Mina Shirakawa and Toni Storm versus Megan Bain and Penelope Ford. We're already kicking off the Death Riders and the Don Callis family. That escalated very quickly from Collision. Moxley, Wheeler, and Daniel Garcia versus Rocky, Hechicero, and Lance Archer. I thought Hechicero was injured, so we'll see what happens. Triangle of Madness will make an appearance. Samoa Joe faces Speedball Mike Bailey. And it would not be AEW if we did not have a brand new debuting team put into a match that they will assuredly lose. Alex Price and Jordan Oliver, newly signed, will be facing FTR. So that is the lineup for Dynamite tonight. And that brings us to this story that came out yesterday. Hollywood Reporter delved into a 519-page SEC document that came out Tuesday morning, heralded Netflix's all-cash adjustment to their offer to acquire the Warner Brothers studio and other assets from WBD, which would leave the cable channels behind. In their research, Hollywood Reporter surmised that because AEW was not specifically mentioned in the document, that after the deal is done, AEW programming, including pay-per-views, are expected to continue streaming and simulcasting on HBO Max through the end of their current contract, which ends in either 2027 or 2028, depending on the option. And they opined that AEW would likely join Turner Sports streaming app that would be operated by Global Linear Networks, the company that would hold all the assets not being taken by Netflix. This would be if the option is picked up and if they re-sign with WBD.
Yeah, who's in charge of Global Linear Networks? Is that just like somebody left over from WBD now?
Turner Sports. It's the Turner Sports streaming app.
That's what their parent company will be?
It'll be Global Linear Networks.
Wow, that really rolls off the tongue.
It sure does. They also speculated some kind of non-exclusive arrangement could be cut where both HBO Max and Turner Sports air AEW events. All of this would be assuming that AEW remains with WBD, GLN, after the current deal is up. The report confirmed, which is something that we have known for a while, that in fact WBD does own a minority stake in AEW, which will remain with GLN post-Netflix sale. The stake in AEW would have to be less than 10%, or else WBD would need to disclose that information publicly. AEW head Tony Khan has been asked to confirm this before. While he has never done that, he has also never denied it. So they own less than 10%, but they do own ownership stake. Report opined, and Netflix and HBO Max would probably not fight to keep AEW, perhaps due to the unconfirmed non-compete clause TKO incorporated in their Netflix deal, quote, a relic of the old days. In other words, they believe that when WWE went to Netflix, they had a non-compete clause basically stating no other pro wrestling programming, live weekly programming, will air on Netflix. And that's the story there. So really, I don't think anything we didn't know, you know, if WBD, if Netflix, you know, wins and ends up purchasing the studio and such, I mean, there's nothing that's going to change with AEW until at least next year, okay?
And that is with the end of the contract with HBO Max.
Yes, they will stay on HBO Max through this contract period, which ends in 2027, although there is a one-year option that could be picked up to 2028, which presumably will be, but there's no guarantee.
I mean, if you are a new sports app like this TNT sports app is going to be, I would think that you would want to at least hold on to the properties that have some fans that you have control of, and AEW is like the only thing that they currently have in that realm. I mean, they have hockey, right?
Hockey does well, but
college basketball.
Also, yesterday we had the impact number at the end of the show, but that number was in fact incorrect. It was incorrect.
Are you saying you were wrong?
The actual number of viewers, actually, I mean, I don't want to throw the guy under the bus, but we did credit. I don't want to throw him under the bus. But anyway, the actual number for the debut on AMC was 173,000 viewers. I believe the 90,000 number, the original number that came out was like 90,000, I think. And the reason that number came out is because they had some weird ranking thing. And I think what happened was Impact was ranked 90, but it was mistakenly thought that that was the actual viewership of the show. So anyway, 173,000 viewers and a 0.04. So they did fewer. If we're going to make any comparison, this past week's Collision did more viewers. They did 271,000 viewers. But TNA did beat them in the demo. TNA did a 0.04. Collision at a 0.03. So
yes, and with both, you also have to imagine there are people watching streaming. I don't know what the percentage is comparatively between the HBO Max streaming network and the AMC streaming. You would imagine that HBO has a much larger reach, but that doesn't necessarily mean that more people are watching.
Well, yeah, and the other thing is when it comes to TNA, we actually have them streaming in two different places. So
YouTube as well, right?
No, TNA I don't think we have TNA Plus and AMC Plus. So they're on AMC, AMC Plus, and TNA Plus. So obviously more people are watching than this, but we're not going to do this. I mean, it's just these are the numbers, everyone. And my guess is that Collision will probably, I think Collision and TNA and AMC are the fairest comparison, because I think they're going to probably be battling. Although I do think that, you know, it's always the first week that does the best. And especially after that first show, if they do 170,000 and 0.4 this coming Thursday, they should be thanking the good Lord. I did not expect that to happen. In fact, it could be closer to that 90,000 and 0.03, but we'll see. We shall see.
Yeah, I think TNA used to have a subscription service on YouTube that is no longer there.
They did.
I'm confused.
For
right?
Sure. But yeah, now...
I am on their YouTube, and that is no longer an option. So
yeah.
Although you could go watch... Oh, right now, Bully Ray doing a promo with D-Von and Jeremy Borash backstage. Look at that.
How about
live.
That? All right, back in a moment with more news. We'll do the NXT report later on. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Ciampa confirmed his WWE departure. He said, in the very near future, my contract with WWE officially comes to an end. I'd like to thank every single person who contributed the last 10 years of this incredible journey. Very special thank you to all the men and women of the locker room. Would be remiss not to give a special thank you to my black and gold family, my wife and daughter. Spent the first decades of my career traveling the world in the independent scene. Second decade, traveling the world with WWE. I have one decade remaining. I'm beyond excited for whatever challenges that lie ahead. I'm an incredibly lucky person. One of the few who has spent his entire adult life living in his childhood dream, and it continues to evolve. And he says, with that said, for the first time in over 10 years, I'm available for all appearances. Signings, photo ops, seminars, movies, TV appearances, fitness collaborations, sponsorships, and so forth. Funny, so am I. You can contact him at bookchomp@gmail.com or I'm F4WOnline@gmail.com. I should get that guy in Cameo. It's another good one. He might be on there for all I know. But anyway. All right, Shingo Takagi. Hey, today only? Now you tell me this?
No, but I think that's the way that we should do it.
Okay, well, let me get through some news real quick, and then we'll talk about NXT, and then we'll make a switch here. All right, Shingo Takagi will be missing some upcoming New Japan events, but he won't be out of action long. He's got, are you ready for this? Damage sustained January 19th and 20th due to his left rib cage and torso.
This is Shingo Takagi?
Yeah.
Did this happen on his honeymoon?
I don't know, man.
Because didn't he just get married to Natsupoi?
He did just get married to Natsupoi, yes.
And now he's injured?
It said this was it. It did say at Corican Hall.
What did you say? His pelvis region?
Bro, we got to get moving here. Jeez. By the way.
The people want to know.
Evil might be on his way out of New Japan. And it is strongly rumored that he is on his way to WWE.
Well?
Which, of course, Tony Khan doesn't like Evil. Remember that? Remember that weird story that came out? I always love weird stories that are so oddly specific. Tony Khan doesn't like Evil. It's like, what do you mean you don't like Evil? Like, don't be a mark. Like, the guy can work. He just does those House of Torture matches. You don't have to let him. So anyway,
Evil's one of the best heels in the business.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. There's no doubt in my mind. Like, top 10 heel. You can hate the shtick. You can hate what it represents. You can boo it all you want. But he is fantastic at what he does. I absolutely love nothing more than a heel who's not trying to get cheered. And Evil is exactly that. Evil.
I will very quickly say, with no comments added, Nixon Newell did a long interview with the Wrestling Classic, and she believes there was no ill will on either side and that they could be back. Moose! You guys watched that TNA pay-per-view when that guy took that backdrop onto the steps and he landed about as perfectly as you can land and it played into the match and everything? Apparently he screwed his back up. So he did get hurt on that spot. But he did make it back in, and he did continue the match, and he has had back problems for a long time. But, like, it worked so perfectly into that match, I thought for sure it was, like, all by design. And apparently it wasn't. He hurt his back. So I'm sure he was supposed to take the bump and sell the back for a while. But it's like one of those deals where, you know, you do an injury spot, and then you actually get injured doing it. What is happening over there? You working as producer for this show while we're at it? Just say we're going to give him a call on the telephone.
It wasn't even him.
Okay.
Somebody else is calling me.
All right. Hopefully it's not Nixon Newell. All right, a couple of notes from the NXT show. We just got to do a quick couple of notes here. So the booking's terrible. Nothing has changed there. We'll get the negative out of the way first. The booking sucks. The Tony D storyline is death. Literally, his gimmick is like bearded, angry mute. He never talks. He just stands there with his beard looking into the camera with his beady eyes, and he beats everybody up. And that's all he did on the show. And finally, Ava called the cops, and he got arrested. And he just kept interfering in all these matches. And I was just like, are we going anywhere with this? Like, what are we doing here? This sucks. Am I supposed to like the guy, dislike the guy? Like, why is he employed? I don't get it. And then they're doing the same thing, talking about stupid booking. They got that guy. What's that guy's name?
Robert Stone?
No, the Carver.
The personal concierge.
The Carver.
Brian.
Keanu Carver.
Ah, yes.
Okay. So, like, Tony D, who is a contracted wrestler, keeps showing up and beating up people. And so Ava has had the guy arrested. The cops came and arrested him, okay? Meanwhile, this Keanu Carver is not only basically doing the same thing, but they set him up for an interview, and he says, I ain't talking. And so this numbskull interviewer decides to ask him a question anyway. He goes, did you hear me? I said I'm not talking! And he stands up and he leaves. And then they did another one later where, like, he was asked to do something and he didn't, and he just stormed out. And it was like, why are you employed? Who is employing you? What are we paying you to do here? So that sucks.
Blake is the guy's name.
Blake Howard.
He infuriates me every single time he's on screen.
Oh, this guy, I've turned a corner on Blake Howard. His gimmick
oh my God.
Is to be,
well, yeah, I guess it's his gimmick.
Absolutely, completely useless. That's his gimmick.
Tony D is getting arrested, and he decides, this is my chance.
Yeah.
This is my chance to make a shot in this industry. I'm going to get the scoop. And he runs up while Tony D is getting cuffed and shoved into a cop car, and he's badgering him, asking him questions, and I howled. I died. Because as he's, like, miffed by what's going on, he's baffled, OTM walks up, and they push this nerd. They bush-pushed him to the ground. And then cut a promo on Dark State.
Yes.
I loved it.
All right, now, some good. The opening match was Ethan Page and Ilya LaFleur, NXT North American title. This
great
match was really freaking good. And Ilya LaFleur, you can see that, like, he still does have a way to go with certain things, but he's really good, and the fans love him, and he's really spectacular. And this was so NXT in 2026. They do this match, and I just thought, you know what? You just lost at least 4 big-name talents. Like, you're out of talent right now. You've got, like, Ricky Starks and Ethan Page, on the men's side at least. And it's like, you guys need to make a star, like, right now. And this Ilya LaFleur, it was, like, the perfect day. Bring this guy in. Have him have an awesome match. Beat Ethan Page for the North American title. Anybody want to guess? They beat him. And then later, he slinks his way to Ava and just goes, thank you so much for the opportunity. And she goes, don't worry, Ilya. We'll make sure that you have another appearance someday. I'm like, you made him the biggest nerd in his debut when you could have just made him the champion on the first day and actually made a star. God, I was like, whatever, who cares? Then Shiloh Hill and Josh Briggs, they just had like a pro wrestling version of a fight.
Oh my God, on commentary, Booker T, I could not believe what Booker T said. I think I wrote it down word for word. But, like, he's wrestling Shiloh Hill, and Booker T starts saying, man, this Josh Briggs, if he doesn't get a win soon, he's going to get cut from WWE. You know what happens after WrestleMania. People get cut. You're going to lose his job. And then he lost clean.
Oh, my God. Booker was...
Wow.
Booker was Booker. But that was a really good match. And then, Sean Legacy and Eli Knight. This was also a really good match.
Also, Swipe Right, who are now just the Vanity Project, and Chase U, I thought was great.
It was actually, it wasn't so much that match that was great, But what was great about that match was Kale.
Yeah.
The guy named after, like, lettuce.
Oh, the Vanity Project are awesome for what they are,
hold
too.
On a second.
Come on.
They did a good job. But, like, this was the best Kale Dixon I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, he looked so good in this match. It was like,
yeah.
If this guy looks like this all the time, why is he not on the main roster? I've never seen this guy look this good. He was freaking awesome in this match.
He did one of the best Fosbury flops you've ever seen, and then a fantastic
corkscrew
body
splash.
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, maybe he's got some other things that he needs to shore up before he obviously gets to the main roster, or he's in a singles role. But, man, what we saw in this match was beyond promising.
And then after all that, the best match on the show was Kendall and Ren versus Fatal Influence versus Sol and Zarya. The only problem with this match, which isn't really a problem with this match in particular, is they did so much stuff. It was so ultra choreographed that I watched it and I just thought, you know what? No one's actually learning anything that's going to help them on the main roster in this match. They're just having this incredible performance that they practiced. But my God, this match was incredible. And this Kendall, Kendall Gray, we had Kendall Red, both the
Red
Fatal
was fantastic.
Sol and Zarya. But bro, Kendall was the best woman in this match by miles.
Her and Ren look like the best team on the roster.
And this Kendall, like, she did gymnastics when she was like a little girl, but she wasn't like a world class or like, it wasn't like her thing. She did a better moonsault off the post of the floor than any gymnast that they have on the roster. I'm talking Tiffany. I'm talking Kalani. She had the best moonsault. It was absolutely beautiful off the post of the floor. She's not even a freaking gymnast. Anyway,
hell of a match.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Good God Almighty, we're back. And yes, Phil Schneider is on the show today, everybody. Right now he's here.
Phil Schneider, the author, the author of Way of the Blade, the promoter of Segunda Caída Action. Thank you for being on the show as we had planned today, Phil.
Yes, no, it's good. I'm glad to do it. If this actually day works better for me today than the day I thought I was working, our second car is in the shop, so I'm just at home reading law school files.
It's
sitting around.
Very, very exciting how we made this work. Phil, I don't know if you've ever been on the show with me, have you? Have we ever spoken?
I was talking to Tom about this. I think, Brian, me and you briefly met at the APW King of the Indies in 2001.
I was there.
And I think that I used to call the IATA show occasionally.
Oh, my God.
1999. But outside of that, I think it's been 20-odd years since we've chatted. So how you doing, man?
I remember I used to go on Death Valley Driver all the time. I stole all of Dean's gimmicks. And I know your name like the back of my hand, but we've never like done a show here. So very exciting today to talk about all this stuff.
Yeah. Happy to be here. Glad to touch base with you. Obviously, I know Tom well, but like I said, this is a first chance in many, many decades.
Well, I'll let Tom ask about the book in a second, but I got to ask the one question here, which is, tell us about how the Dean shows began, and they have now they've been altered. Is that right?
Well, so the first I kind of wanted it bucket list thing to do was promote a show for a long time, but something I always kind of always was on my long list of things I wanted to check off, and I got in touch with Matt Griffin, who promotes Action Wrestling in Georgia. And was also a Death Valley Driver board guy going back, decades. And had the idea of, kicked around the idea initially of bringing Yuki Ishikawa and Daisuke Ikeda to America to wrestle their match, because they've done it in Japan a lot and did it in Germany, but never done it in the U.S. So that was the original idea. We got somewhere farther down the road with those guys. Ended up, Ishikawa basically said, look, I think my back's too messed up to travel and do this kind of match. Like, I need to sort of pass along to the next generation of guys. So then we kind of shifted to Mania Weekend, shifted to a different, card, ran a Mania Weekend show that people seemed to really enjoy, got a lot of, was a artistic, if not a financial success. Then ran, I got in touch with Tony Khan, and we ran Dean 2 and Dean 3 sort of in relation with a relationship with ROH. And then this one, the next show that we've got coming up in February, Death Valley Days, we left the Dean name, put the Dean name to the side a little bit. I thought we sort of covered it with the first three shows. This one's going to be more back. We're not on a major label anymore. We're back on Discord Records, doing more of a smaller indie show, but with some really cool ideas, and theoretically might be hook up back with ROH later this year. But that's in the discussion rather than the date plans.
And Tony Khan was a Death Valley Driver troll back in the day, wasn't he?
He was the Coach Tony K. I had obviously no idea.
I slapped him around a couple of times on that board.
I don't know. I was a much bigger. Dickhead when I was like 25 than I am now, so probably. But I mean, he didn't hold a grudge. Obviously, we're buddies now. So.
Now, Phil, this upcoming show, the Death Valley Days show, it's taking place in just outside of Knoxville, Tennessee. Is that correct?
Chattanooga.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chattanooga is a much better place, to be fair. So sorry to the Chattanoogans out there.
Yeah, I've never been. I've been to Nashville. It's the only part of Tennessee I've been to before. So I'm looking forward to checking out Chattanooga. Yeah, it's the Red Bank Arena, which is where a promotion called TWE runs pretty regularly. Yeah.
What do you have on the card so far for that night?
So far we've got three matches. Two matches officially lined up, and then a third appearance. I don't think we've officially dropped the opponent, but we've got Mad Dog Connolly versus Slade. And Mad Dog Connolly was semi-main evented the first show against Demas, which was a match that a lot of people really loved. Evented the second show against Adam Priest in a dog collar match, and then the third show with ECW Arena, lost his hair to Demas. So he's been kind of the guy that's been on the top of most of the shows that we've done. He's wrestling Slade, who's a really great brawler from the East Coast. The guy's been out, sort of does the prison gimmick both as a shoot and in real life. He wasn't on the first show because he was locked up.
He's headlined many state penitentiary cards in his day.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, headlines all of those. And, we had him on, he was on part of Dean 3, and I remember him just kind of being pacing backstage looking terrifying. It felt like he's like,
well, hold on. Before you go any further, no swearing on the show or on the radio. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
That's all right. It's Tom's fault as usual.
Podcast. I'm not used to doing radio. Then we've got
can you do it? Can you do it, Phil? Do we need to cut the interview short?
He can do it. You kidding me? Go ahead, Phil.
I apologize. I'm a father of small children. I should learn to keep my language clean and ready for the family consumption. So we've got Nathan Mowry is wrestling sort of the returning Mr. Insanity, Toby Klein, who's kind of a King of the Deathmatch icon guy from like the 2000s. And then we've got the return of Carl Malenko, who is one of the great shoot-style wrestlers of all time, pride fighting champion, battle arts icon, a guy who has not wrestled a professional wrestling match in 15 years plus, really hasn't wrestled regularly in almost 20. And we pulled him out of retirement, and he's going to be wrestling on that show. And that's a pretty exciting, as a guy who was a gigantic, battle arts fan, obviously that was sort of the impetus for the whole idea of the show initially, to actually be able to pull that off. Out of all the crazy things that I've done, and I've written two books, I've written for The Ringer and GQ and Yahoo Sports, and had Blue Panther on two of my shows, and to pull Carl Malenko out of retirement is the apex of my pro wrestling lunacy journey, for sure.
Yeah, there's so many announcements I see in pro wrestling. There's so many cool matches. Like today, I just saw actually Gangrel versus Matt Tremont announced, which is a match I never thought I'd want to see. But nothing has gotten me more excited. Nothing popped me bigger than seeing that video of Carl Malenko training in his backyard like he's Carl Gotch 40 years ago on VHS. I got so excited seeing that. I cannot wait to see him in that ring.
Yeah, I'm super amped for it. I mean, like I said, the video, he sent us that video, and he said, the only note was, could you put stranglehold over the workout thing? And like, I 100% can. That is something I can absolutely do. And it really felt to me like, if you guys should watch the video, it really felt to me like something, Central States would run. They're bringing in an opponent for Bulldog Bob Brower or something like that. Which is very much the vibe that, we're going for all of these shows. We want these to be like, want them to feel like a Death Valley Driver video review as a wrestling card, right? So we wanted to have a lot of, variety, have a lot of different people, introduce you to things that you didn't, guys you never heard of, introduce you to guys that maybe you'd heard of but never seen.
Well, tell everybody about these books.
We'll tell you about the books? So I've written two books. So the first book was...
We're trying to get you some money, Phil.
Yeah. Tom needs to buy at least one of them because it got stolen.
Right, yes. I'll give you a copy next time I see you, Tom. I've owed you a copy.
Look at that, Tom. I just hooked you up.
Phil, you sent me the digital copy. It's fine.
Oh, I see. That's fine. But, you know, you got to have something, you got to feel the paper. So the first book is Death, The Way of the Blade, 100 of the Greatest Bloody Matches in Professional Wrestling History. And that is sort of an essay about all of these different matches, stuff dating back to the 1950s in France, the lucha, to Japanese wrestling, to, you know, indie wrestling, to, you know, WrestleMania matches, just sort of a snapshot of the history of pro wrestling through bloody wrestling. And a really, really incredible illustration of that by Chris Bryant. So that was the first book. And then the second book is sort of a sequel. It was a Way of the Blade AEW edition. And this is talking about the great bloody matches in AEW history, similar essays, and then the art. And then I also did a lot of interviews for that book. So I talked to, you know, John Moxley and Tony Khan and Eddie Kingston and Bryan Danielson. And they were, the Bunny, MJF, we know Darby Allin, you know, everybody, almost everybody I wanted to talk to, I was able to talk to. And then they kind of went pretty in depth in the way that they sort of looked and approached the matches that they were in. So I'd write about, you know, Bryan Danielson, MJF, Iron Man match, have a cool art for it, and then, you know, long interview excerpts with both those guys about that match. So that's pretty cool. It's been fun to sort of turn writing from a hobby into something that I semi make some money from, which is something that's happened in the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. Like I said, I was writing a weekly column for The Ringer for a while, and now I'm doing, you know, a lot of writing for Yahoo.
Now, are you looking to put together a third book? Is there something in the works?
Yeah, probably just going to do a more traditional Way of the Blade sequel. I got a couple of other ones that are kind of sitting on my hard drive and my computer. I'm doing it with a Hybrid Shoe, which is John Stone's publishing company. So I've got one that's probably 35% done, and then another couple that are, you know, floating around. And my goal is to try to do it, Michael Connelly style, where you can expect a new Bosch book every October on the, you know, and then sort of expect a new Phil Schneider joint every year. Not there yet, but that's my eventual goal with that.
Are you as into pro wrestling as you were 20 years ago?
Probably not. I got kids now and I'm married. You know, it's easier to not be in. And so it was interesting. For a while when I was writing for The Ringer, I was doing a weekly column and I was watching everything, which, like, I think you guys, is similar to what you guys do, where I was watching, you know, Raw and SmackDown and Dynamite, and, you know, I was writing about the indies too, so I was digging into that in Japan and Mexico. So for a while I was, like, really on my grind, and since I stopped doing that, I'm now sort of just more into, you know, weirder projects. You know what I mean? Like, I got a Wrestling Yume factory handheld from 1994, and I'm watching, writing up for Suguta Kaede, or I'm doing stuff for the book. So I still am into the more obscure stuff. I would say I'm significantly less interested in the modern stuff. Although, I guess 2006, I don't know how as interested I was in modern wrestling in 2006 either. So I don't know. Probably less than I was in 1998.
Phil, you've been obviously like a tape trader forever since it existed. Is there like a holy grail that's still out there that you could think of that you would love to get a hold of?
God, there's so much, right? So there's some things that I know from a friend of mine who went down to Mexico that apparently one of the owners of IWRG just has lucha from Arena Nakalpan going back to the 1980s. Like, so, you know, has just footage of rookie year Foligno and all of these incredible hair and mask matches that happened in that arena. And I know that exists. So that's something that I'm salivating over. Obviously the stuff that, you know, whatever Omni footage they have in the vault that they haven't released yet. It's unclear about how much stuff they really have there, but obviously they were releasing that in fits and starts, and so there's all kinds of shows that you might guess they might have incomplete.
Well, hold that thought right there. We're going to head to a break. We'll talk more Lost Media after the break. Observer Live.
an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. Filthy Tom, Phil Schneider is joining us. We got two more pieces of pro wrestling, Lost Media, and then we got some plugs, Phil.
That's good. The other one is the NWA Houston Archives, which there were somebody bought and was releasing on the internet. There's a Terry Funk, Harley match, which is one of the best matches of all time. And then the guy sold the NWA to Billy Corgan, and then they stopped releasing that stuff. And then I want to get my friend Daisuke Ikeda to give me all this futon. But two of those things I'm working on. I'm working on IWRG and futon in 2026.
Excellent. So, well, tell us about the books and the shows, and let's get some plugs out there.
Sounds good. So I've got the two books. They're both available on Amazon, Way of the Blade, Way of the Blade AEW Edition. Both of them, I think, are really cool for, you know, hardcore wrestling nerds or even people just, you know, if you're listening to this, you're a big enough nerd that you'd enjoy both of those books a lot, I think. We've got the show coming up February 28th. If you're anywhere around Chattanooga, Tennessee, those tickets are available. Look up Action on X. You can buy them there, but that's going to be I'm really excited about this show. It should be sick. The Dean 2 is on YouTube. Dean 3 is on ROH, the ROH Honor Club. Dean 1 is on IWTV. I've got some articles for Uncrowned, one that I'm working on right now that I'm really proud of and excited about, and some other really cool ones if you want to look at my archive there.
All right. Well, Phil, I want to thank you so much, Phil, for doing the show today. Totally out of time. Yes, we'll do this again sometime as professionally as we can. Thanks for listening, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.